This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And we're talking about a project in the local area that should be of interest to a lot of folks, the Diamond Lake Boulevard, Oregon 138 East Design Concept Plan. Oregon Department of Transportation and the City of Roseburg working on that. And Thomas Cuavara from ODOT, the Senior Transportation Planner, in this morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thank you.
So it's interesting to try to go back decades after infrastructure is put in and make a lot of expansions when you have got large buildings and you've got, a lot of challenges in this project. What's kind of the overall idea that's spurring this, taking a look again at this section of Diamond Lake Boulevard and 138?
So the project... It's part of the city's beautification urban renewal project. That's what spurred it, was what improvements can they make to Diamond Lake Boulevard between Douglas and Sunshine Park to help with the redevelopment of that corridor. And then it was also with ODOT on how do we provide bicycle and pedestrian improvements in a corridor that has limited right-of-way. I think we only own the pavement, and outside of that, that's outside of our right-of-way. So it's going to be very challenging on how we can provide those bike and ped facilities. And then the last thing is ODOT has a program called the Equitable Engagement Compensation Program, where we pay participants that volunteer on ODOT's project. So this project was nominated by ODOT Region 3 as an example of engaging the public to get involved under this program.
I know sometimes it is hard to get people involved, and I'm sure what you guys face oftentimes is people don't get involved, then they complain afterwards.
Well, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get the word out. I'm created two focus groups. One focus group is for the youth, senior citizens, people with disabilities, low-income working families, and people of ethnic and racial minority. And what we're trying to target there are those people that live in the corridor or use the corridor and maybe don't have a vehicle in the home, and they either walk, bike, or use transit. Those that are multimodal dependent, and get their perspective on the corridor. The other one is the business owners, property owners, and developers, those people that own property or own businesses along the corridor, maybe have a vehicle, but what would entice them to use multimodal facilities to give up their vehicle? So we're going to have two different perspectives in that focus group.
And the city working on other things as well for that general section of town, which basically encompasses essentially the building we're in right now. Here we are just barely off of Diamond Lake Boulevard. And so some of the nearby streets and things like that, there's a lot of ideas out there about things to do. For ODOT, a lot of people don't think about Diamond Lake Boulevard if they're just using it locally, but the fact that it is part of Highway 138 East, and if you are coming from, for instance, Medford and you're heading to Crater Lake, you're going to be coming right through town and going out Diamond Lake and 138.
Yes, and that's part of the challenge is how do we do the transition from a high-speed highway when it hits Sunshine Park and get vehicles to slow down? Where are there safe pedestrian and bicycle crossings? Where do we provide pedestrian and bicycle facilities? So there's going to be a number of issues in this project that we have to work through and try to identify potential solutions that work for the community.
Now, work is underway now. What kind of timeline do you guys have for this project?
So this project, we're having a public online open house kicking off on October 19th, and there's you go to the webpage, and that'll be kicking it off. We're going to present the project. What we've prepared as of date are what we call existing conditions of the issues on the highway and any deficiencies that exist today. And then we forecasted that out of, as growth occurs and traffic increases on the corridor, what are the potential problems in the future? And the purpose of these discussions is identifying the issues for the community to think about and have a vision for this corridor, and then what do they want us to look at? You know, what are their priorities? What improvements do you want to see? So the next step would be identifying potential improvements for the highway.
So this is a pretty big project, probably going to be taking up a lot of your time.
It is. It's a contract. It's about a $400,000 contract we have with a consultant, and we're working with the City of Roseburg staff. It's an important project. Once we do come up with a plan and solutions, it'll be adopted by the City Council and the Oregon Transportation Commission. And once that occurs, all these projects we identify become eligible for state and federal funding. And state and federal funding is important to the community because it's an investment into the community, potentially creating local jobs.
All right, so a lot to think about there. And again, the online open house begins on the 19th, and the focus groups, how do people get connected into that?
So for the focus group, we're targeting certain population and demographics. We're looking for representatives that represent those demographics. The best way to get on the focus group is contact me, send me an email. I will send you some forms for the EECP program, which is the compensation program. We're going to probably pay somewhere between $20 to $30 an hour for those participants that qualify to be paid. I haven't decided what the amount is yet. And we're probably looking at two-hour meetings, one this winter, and then one in the spring. So this winter, we're going to be looking at what the issues are. Then in the spring, we're going to look at the identified solutions.
All right, a lot to think about there. We've got links to this from our story a few days ago to the project website with ODOT and the city. Anything else people ought to know?
Get involved. What I try to tell most communities is we look at the data and the analysis, but it's the people that use these facilities that know the issues, and they have to have an idea of what do you want your community to look like and how do you see this roadway functioning. I think a couple of the issues are going to be, do we make it bike pedestrian friendly, which is means looking at those improvements that are really targeted to bike and pedestrians, or do we keep it five lanes for freight traffic and people traveling through at higher speeds?
All right, a lot of things there to think about. Thomas Guevara, Senior Transportation Planner for the Oregon Department of Transportation. Thanks for coming in this morning.
All right, thank you.
8:39 at the morning report.